This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Cryptocurrency is a thing, and it's going to continue to be a thing, so you should actually look into it.
It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, you should definitely take the time to get the basics down, and they can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click on Get Started, and there's some videos there. You can watch one of them. It's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes long, something like that. Give you a great overview of what makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different. You can go to Bitcoin.com. As we jump into more about how things are just so sad, so lame. We talked about the bubble concerts in the last hour, the idea that in order to attend a concert by the Flaming Lips, you had to actually get into a six-foot diameter bubble, and then stand in the bubble, sealed in this bubble, for however long the concert was, say an hour, hour and a half, or whatever.
I'm now referring to this as a hermetically sealed concert.
If this was commentary on how ridiculous things have gotten in the world,
that's what it is.
I would applaud it. If it's art that surrounds that commentary, I'm for it. If this is like seriously what the world's going to be like in the future, man, it is sad. And
it really is.
I mean, just
it's all about fear.
The majority of people who are listening to me right now have gone to a restaurant in the last couple weeks or month.
Have they?
And yeah, I think so. And they have worn their mask in. They have sat down, removed their mask.
Stop doing that crap.
And it's obvious theater, though. You know,
stop performing in it.
Well, that's what
you're not
obvious.
Being paid to be a theater performer here.
It's
so
obvious,
stop it.
It's obvious performance. You know. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if you're right about that, Mark, because as far as like people going to restaurants, I think you're presuming too much. There's a fair number of people who aren't going to restaurants at all. You can read the articles by the media reporting on the restaurant business, and the restaurateurs are like, you know, we're barely making it here in like cities like Boston, for instance.
Sure.
They're barely eking out, getting the bills paid, and that's by having people sitting outside. There's a whole story that we never got into because it was just too lengthy on the air here, but I did look at it, you know, in depth off the air, where it was all about what. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? It's getting cold out there. Our customers don't want to come inside and eat. So they're getting feedback from the few customers they do have. Mm-hmm. By no means has it been an avalanche of customers coming back. But what customers are willing to venture out and then sit outside, they're saying, we're not so sure about going indoors to actually eat. So the restaurateurs are building what they're describing as igloos, which are essentially half bubbles.
Yeah.
That are stationary and are encasing an outdoor table and chairs with an inside heating device inside this igloo just so their customers will feel safe going out to eat.
So
that's the kind of pussies that we're talking about dealing with here.
So they're making another, I mean, it's basically its own tiny restaurant.
Outdoor tables inside igloos, up to $1,700 per igloo, according to one of these restaurateurs.
I mean, you know, like, somehow you're really being protected by this? It doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't have
to make sense.
Somebody
ate dinner in there not too long ago.
Well, I'm sure they'll say it's been sanitized. We went in, we sprayed everything down with this and that.
It's sufficient because at this point I'm looking at the deaths from this disease and it's over.
Oh, but Mark, someone could still die.
Yes, they could.
So we have to
act
like.
Next week, between 50 and 60,000 people will die in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll die
from COVID.
Well, some of them will die of COVID. And
but that number's the total number.
I should say, they will die with COVID.
That number's the total number of deaths from everything, though.
Right.
Car accidents.
60,000 people die in America every single week since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably was lower when I was younger, because there are few people in America. But over the last several years, 50,000 to 60,000 people died every single week, and nobody had a heart attack over it. Well, some of them did.
People die. People are born.
The restaurant experience is lame, and I stole this from the internet somewhere. I don't know who the actual author is, but it's point by point. What happens when you go to a restaurant? Arrive at a restaurant, fish your 3-month-old single-use surgical mask out of your car's filthy cup holder.
Yep.
Still slightly sticky from this morning's 84-ounce Diet Pepsi. Strap up with 3-month-old single-use surgical mask. Magical anti-germ barrier engaged. Number 3. Proceed into restaurant. Opening door with same handle grabbed by 200 people so far today.
Yep.
Number 4. Hostess has immediate seating for your woke party of 3. Walk past entire restaurant of unmasked people. It's okay. They're sitting. Right. Number 5. Right.
Sitting people can't spread the disease.
No. Number 5. Sit down. Seated anti-germ force field engaged. Number 6. Safely within your anti-germ force field, remove your mask. Browse menu while making relaxed inhales of the same recirculated air-conditioned air previously inside the lungs of the same 200 people that also grabbed the door handle. Number 7, waitress drops off your drinks barehanded. Number 8, grab drink with your bare hands. Sip leisurely. Secure it knowing you're within your anti-germ force field of seatedness. Number 9, too many drinks, need to pee. Don the magical anti-germ barrier mask as you leave your anti-germ force field of seatedness. Number 10, walk past 40 unmasked restaurant patrons. Open bathroom with same doorknob grabbed by 100 people so far today. Number 11.
They wash their hands.
Return to table past the same 40 unmasked restaurant patrons. I think that's it.
We get the picture.
I mean, it's fine, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I've never done that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to contribute to this medical authoritarian nightmare that we're living in. And I think that everybody that does that is contributing to it. So stop. Okay? If you actually think this is ridiculous, as we do, I think, on the air here, then stop giving it power. Stop giving it your participation. Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I want to say that I have stopped giving it power. I haven't been out to eat at a restaurant probably since this whole epidemic or whatever.
I go out every day.
In March. I go out in public. I go outside.
I go out to restaurants every day.
I'm in Delaware, man. Mm-hmm. You can't go in anywhere in this state unless you have a mask.
Really?
On, man.
Even with
and
a medical objection?
6 feet away. I'm talking about rural farms, the Wawa, McDonald's, any gas station.
So you can't use a medical exemption in Delaware?
You can try and use the medical exemption. The problem is a lot of people are using the medical exemption, and it's being overused. So people that actually have a medical problem legitimately are sometimes getting denied to even go into the store because so many people are faking it, man. This whole thing
is
ridiculous.
Well, I'm not faking it.
We
need to have oxygen. I have
masks, dude. This is outrageous. We look like ridiculous beings, man, with these face diapers on, walking around, not socializing. It's weird, man. It's all about control. They love to control us, and that's all that's going on right now, man.
Yeah, I have heard of.
Go for a lump.
I have heard of people being refused entry or business because they were asked to provide a doctor's note for their exemption.
Where was this?
I don't remember, but I have it somewhere for one of
the... Was it around here or somewhere outside of New Hampshire?
It was an article that I read, so I don't know how local it was.
Did they have a doctor's note?
Well, I don't even know if there's such a thing. I don't know if you can go to your doctor.
Yeah, you can get a doctor.
I know a doctor who will write you a note no matter what.
Have you seen the movie The Joker?
Oh, no. Yeah.
He has that card, man, because he has the laughing disorder. So maybe you can get, like, some sort of card from the doctor, like the Joker.
They make those, but
those laughing fits.
There's somebody here in town.
Man, I'm a maniac.
There's somebody here in town that has a lanyard that says it's the quote of the law where it says medical exemption for this, that, and the other thing, and he wears that, and that's what he uses. Now, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but I don't feel like in order to be a free man, I need to show paperwork in order to be free. That's not how free men operate.
That's called a hall pass.
We stopped being free as soon as we started listening to them tell us wear these masks everywhere that we go. Man.
No, we stopped being free way before that.
Yeah. I just tell them that I'm not breathing.
Absolutely. I was wrong on that statement. You're right about that, sir.
But this is the most
obvious.
Prove
I'm breathing.
Okay, but and John, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. People stopped being free when they started being told what to do and accepting it. And that was decades and generations ago. And this is just the most recent step on the part of the state to impose their way upon our lives. And some people, thankfully, this has been that line that needed to be crossed for them. We're coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Fame Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, please do not call with a mask on. It will not.
Yeah. Hey, guys, first time calling.
Right. It's about being free to talk, and masks restrict your freedom of expression. Obviously, you can't express yourself with your facial expression.
If we ever become, you know, masked up talk live, then I think I'm out.
Yeah, you can count me out, too. So, a lot of lame stuff going on out there. Bubble concerts and towns canceling Halloween. Sex restrictions. We're going to get into that story coming up here in just a moment out of the UK. You're looking confused, Mark. You've not heard about this
sex
yet?
Sex restrictions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to tell you, as long as you do what they say, they're going to keep telling you what to do. And that's the point I was making before, is our caller had pointed out that, oh, well, this is, you know, the last, this is, you know, what has proven that we're not free. Well, no, we were already not free because people were going along to get along when it came to registering their business with the government, jumping through whatever arbitrary hoops they put on as far as regulations are concerned. All these government bureaucrats trying to tell you how to upgrade your house. You got to get your government permission slip before you let somebody go work on the roof or whatever, you know, yeah. Whatever it is, just all kinds of control, all kinds of obedience. And so the masks are just the next step. That's all. And for some people, it's been a step too far, and good. Welcome aboard to those of us who are saying, forget this
first time.
Yeah, the state is evil. The state is about obedience. They want your obedience and they want your money. And putting a strapping on a mask is just the next obedience.
They'll use violence to gain your compliance.
That's right, and the threat of violence. And so, you know, what I was saying earlier is stop going along with it. Stop putting these masks on. Stop going through the motions, going through this ritual, this statist authoritarian medical hellscape ritual. You know, some people, I'm sure, are going to say, but they could find me. So? I mean, the people prior to these generations, the ones who founded this country, they could have been shot.
Yes.
Yeah, and they went ahead and they risked everything they had in order to try to make a better place. Didn't work out, but, you know, they gave it their best shot.
They knew that being free meant standing up to the bullies.
That's right.
And they say, there's a lot of talk, especially around, like, mom circles and kids and schools and all that about bullies and how to deal with bullies. And what they never say is government is the largest bully that has ever graced planet Earth.
That's right.
Yeah, I was thinking about something relatively recently, which is sort of how do people get to be rich, right?
Well, you generally don't spend more than you take in. That would be step one.
Right. That's a good place to start.
Step two, go into politics.
Well, that's the thing is that there's basically three types of rich people. There are those that were, you know, born into money. Good for them. Congratulations.
Yeah, a lot of them lose it, though.
Yeah, they do. They don't do that well with it. Usually, in America, most people most families lose their wealth within three generations. And that's because the person who can put wealth together doesn't manage to teach their kids how to be thrifty because their kids learn, you know.
Spoiled.
Yeah, they get spoiled, basically. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. There's, you know, that one. So you're born into wealth. Big deal. There's the people that produced something that other people wanted badly enough. Mm-hmm. They improved the marketplace, and the marketplace rewarded them.
Yep.
Right? So a person who comes to mind is like Sam Walton. Yeah. Hey, people want to say bad things about Walmart, but this guy...
Success story.
Yeah. He managed to deliver lower prices every day in a variety of ways, and it's great. Now, Walmart certainly isn't what it used to be under Sam Walton, but nonetheless. And then the last one is those that use the machinations of the state to become wealthy. Now, not only are the Walmarts out there that manage to get tax breaks and these kind of things, and that's yucky, but let's think about the members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
They're all rich. They're, sure. I mean, you know, most of them come in paupers.
How did they get that way on a $100,000 a year salary?
Right. How did they do it? And they just keep doing it over and over again. And the government is really... and it's all because of what we think in our heads. The government's still the only way that you can lie, cheat, and be evil and make money. Because the marketplace will not reward that behavior otherwise. You must be, you know, Zig Ziglar is a great example of what a salesperson must be to achieve success. And he was always upright and honest. But you have to be upright and honest to be successful. People say all the kinds of things about used car salesmen, mm-hmm. and I get it. There's a lot of liars out there in the world. But in order to be, you must be good in order to make money, except
in politics.
Yeah, having to do with politics.
I want to go to Debbie. She's in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL FM. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Hey, good.
I've listened occasionally when I'm in the kitchen this time of night. But what is your solution to not wearing a mask? We just all ignore that and just live life as normal?
That's right. That's my solution. People just act like free people and get out there and live life. Absolutely.
Yeah, nothing would make me happier than to see the majority of people just taking off the masks, not wearing them everywhere they go because they know that that is normal.
Ian and the captain here both have lived their lives. I've seen it in this manner. They are not wearing masks. I will. I just forget to put my mask on every time I go in, and then if somebody tells me to, I pull it out of my pocket and put it on.
Yeah, that's still part of the problem.
Yeah, I don't look. I'm going to live my life.
Yeah, you do. You do, you man.
Look, I wouldn't. I don't wear pants. You know, nice pants and a belt at home either. Mm-hmm. I just run around however I want.
But Mark, so we're not in a state that has a mandate as far as masks. So some people are going to be a little more concerned about walking around without a mask. Debbie, what's it like there in South Carolina? Is there a state mandate?
There is, but not only that. My family member works at one of the hospitals. He's one of the smartest people I know. I wish everyone would do it for a short amount of time and see what happens.
The lockdown for a short amount of time and we saw what happened.
Yeah, but did everybody do that? They didn't. There were so many people that were,
Debbie, have you heard about Sweden?
What are you referring to?
So it was Sweden, right?
Yeah, Sweden.
Sweden barely put any restrictions down compared to all other countries on the planet, especially compared to their next door neighbors. And there was no significant difference between their results and everywhere else.
Okay. Do you have any idea of why our numbers are going up?
Our numbers aren't going up. The deaths in the CD, the deaths for the Center for Disease Control, I'm looking at the website right now, are nearly touching the number that they call excess deaths. I mean, they're almost there. They're well below 60,000, which is the peak for excess deaths during flu season. There are lots of people testing positive for COVID, but the vast majority of them are, doing better than Donald Trump did with his.
Meaning they're not dying.
They're not dying. I mean, and remember, all of us are cancer survivors. Like, every one of us right now that's listening to me has had cancer, and you didn't even know it. And COVID appears to be going down that path. It's meaningless.
I've never heard that before. What are you referring to that we've all had cancer and survived it?
Type it in on Google.
There you go. Hey, thank you, Debbie, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, if you want to go lock yourself down, go right ahead. You can do whatever you want.
You do you. Whatever makes you feel safe.
Just don't tell me how to live my life. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the air. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden never lifted a finger for 25 years to reform NAFTA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The vice president in Reading, Pennsylvania, continues.
When Joe Biden was vice president, America actually lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember the last president 4 years ago? He said those manufacturing jobs would never come back. He said, what magic wand do you have? Well, we didn't need a magic wand fighting for American jobs. We just needed President Donald Trump in the White House. 500,000 manufacturing jobs in just 3 years.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded to a reporter late Friday when asked about a recent explosive New York Post report about his son Hunter Biden. The former vice president saying it's just another smear campaign. USA Radio News. If you've ever asked the question, who would want a career in law enforcement these days, you're not alone.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. Religious gatherings in the hot zones in New York City are limited to 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here for you to join us is 855-453, like freedom. And also our Matrix chat server. You can access the details on how to connect to it by going to chat.lrn.fm. You get step-by-step instructions there. And thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, sex restrictions are coming back into play under this whole COVID crackdown insanity.
It's like deja vu.
We'll talk about that. And it's in the UK, but that doesn't mean it can't come to a city near you. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. But first, Robert is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say that with regard to freedom and being free of restrictions in life, actually none of us is free of those, and I don't think any of us would really want to be free.
I do.
Okay. Well,
of course you don't. Well, you love the government. You've called this show a zillion times.
Let him make his point, please.
Go ahead, though.
Well, look at it this way. The wealthiest family in the world, when they make a phone call, he gets somebody to go to the phone. One of the people I know goes to get somebody to go to the phone. That person makes the call, connects with the other side, say, Mr. Smith, Mr. So-and-so would like to speak with you. Would you wait one second, please, while I put him on? And then he takes the phone. But he's totally dependent upon other people. I remember one time in our family, we had a maid who would do the meals for us, and that maid quit. And my stepfather, who knew how to cook very, very well, and so did my mom, but my stepfather, he thought, oh, my God, what are we going to do? She's quit. How are we going to – I mean, he practically couldn't
– What is the point you're trying to make here?
The point I'm trying to make is we're psychologically even dependent upon other people, and therefore we're not free.
Freedom nothing to – I mean,
yeah,
yes,
you don't know what you're talking about.
People have to interact with other people. That's a basis of human nature that has nothing to do with being free, particularly of government.
Let me address this because I think I get where he's coming from. All right. So I'm in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. I have a wife. I have picked for myself, to some extent, a government, right? Like, there are things I simply cannot do in this relationship that I could do prior to that relationship. But I've exchanged things, and that is, like, my life is better because she's around and these sorts of things. But at any time, Robert, I could choose not to be in that relationship, and I could give up all those advantages that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference, is that I can't be on my property that I bought here in the United States and choose not to pay for the government indoctrination centers that people call schools, the middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons that people call schools.
Or the bombs that they keep dropping.
Right. I can't choose to not pay for the bombs.
Or the cops kicking people's heads in.
Right. Any of these things that I might disagree with, I can't choose to get out of that. Now, I can choose to leave, but if I do choose to leave, I have acknowledged, we have all acknowledged, If that's the claim, is, well, why don't you just leave? At the very least, we acknowledge the government claims our bodies and our land, that we weren't free in the first place.
You can only leave if the government lets you.
That's true. You have to buy their little passport thing, and
they'll stop you.
Then some other government would decide whether or not you can come in.
Well, and even if you earn outside of living in the U.S. of A., you're still taxed by the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
You won't even be able to get on that plane
until you fully expat and become a citizen of some other country where you're also taxed by them.
Yes.
If you don't have a passport, you're not boarding the plane.
It's true.
You're not getting the ticket.
Well, that depends. If you have your own plane, you can board it and you can fly out of the.
Oh, okay. So yeah, if you're rich enough, then.
People could buy their freedom in Roman times too. As a matter of fact, people could buy their freedom in antebellum South. The fact that you can buy freedom only proves that you are in some sort of bondage.
Yes, there are different levels of freedom and different
types
of freedom.
Yep.
But there's no such thing as complete freedom. Try it. Try it sometime.
There is no freedom from consequences, that's for sure.
Thanks for the call tonight. We aren't talking about freedom from consequences. We're talking about freedom from coercion of other human beings.
It's voluntary interactions.
From having human beings who are purportedly just like us, equals, supposedly, being able to claim that they're better. That they're somehow vaunted authorities, and they can decide whether or not you can wear a mask, or whether or not you can run a business, or whether or not you have the freedom to exist.
Through the magic of pageantry and costuming, a group of individuals suddenly has rights that you or I don't have as individuals.
They can decide that you whether or not you can have sex. Captain Kickass, where is this story coming from?
So you may have heard us talk about this before here on Free Talk Live. This is a recurring theme, and this is the second time it has happened in the UK. Sex has been banned indoors for Tier 2 couples living apart, number 10 confirmed.
What the hell is a Tier 2 couple?
It's the same thing as like Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3 the governments have here in the U.S.
They seriously have ratings
tier
for what
one,
your relationship
Tier 2,
is?
Tier 3, all that kind of thing.
Wow.
Right?
Wait. It's not about your relationship. It's about the geographic area in which you're in?
Couples living apart in areas with Tier 2 restrictions are not allowed to have sleepovers unless they are in a variations on a theme, unless they are in a support bubble, quote unquote.
Jesus.
Downing Street confirmed today. Boyfriends and girlfriends will be able to meet outdoors in Tier 2, but are expected to adhere to social distancing rules such as hands, face, and space. They must also adhere to the rule of 6.
That's hands, like face, and space. I'm going to have to look this one up. This is new.
No touching, don't get too close to the face, and keep your distance.
This is for people that you're seeing.
You're dating,
boyfriends and girlfriends. No touching.
Can't touch, no face.
Oh, you thought you could hold hands in the park?
Kissing.
No.
Got to stay, 6 feet away from each other, whatever that is.
Wow.
The Prime Minister's official spokesman told a briefing of Westminster journalists, quote, "The rules on household mixing in Tier 2 set out that you should mix with your own household only unless you formed a support bubble, and that obviously does apply to some couples. A support bubble, you might be asking yourself, what is that, is a network between a single person home and another household of any size, according to government rules. It comes as both London and Essex are set to be plunged into Tier 2 at midnight tonight." This was when was it?
So this is like New York City, where they have the red zones now. They're calling it tiers or whatever. In New York City, there was recent news that in the Bronx and Queens, I think it was, there's certain zip codes that have now been labeled as so-called red zones, where the businesses that had been so-called non-essential are now no longer able to open. Businesses that are restaurants are no longer able to serve outdoors. They're only able to do takeout. So I'm guessing these are similar
to
what we're talking about here.
When asked why there was no exemption for people in established relationships in Tier 2, he replied, "Because the purpose of the measures that were put in place is to break the chain in transmission between households, and the scientific advice there is greater transmission of the virus indoors." Asked if couples in Tier 2 can meet outside, he said, "Yes, as it was set out in the guidance that was published this week, the ban on household mixing is in relation to indoors and outdoors. The rule of six applies."
6 feet.
Yeah. He also said people
indoors.
Indoors.
Yeah. In a country that uses the metric system.
Right. He also said people living in Tier 2 areas should not go to Tier 1 areas to socialize indoors. He added,
"This is bizarre. I mean, it really is bizarre.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm reading fiction from Orwell.
Right. I can see somebody on a big stage with, megaphone, massive speakers announcing, Tier 2, you shall not be mixing together with Tier 1. Check in with your betters."
If you live in Tier 2, you leave Tier 2, you should continue to behave under the rules for Tier 2. That's a quote from the article.
"Don't leave your house without your hall pass.
We want them to remember why they need us."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. By the way, I did find the hand face. What was that hand face in
Rule six
or whatever?
And space.
Space. That's right. Yeah. I'll tell you more about that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time, perhaps, if you get on the lines with us, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can help AMP, Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what it means is it's a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get on new radio stations. We've got over 190 great stations that air the show at various times throughout the week, and we can have more than that. We can do 250 or 300. It just takes time and effort and money, and that's what the AMP program helps us with. And so thank you to Gunneman 2002 for being a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, and that means Gunneman's contributing $5 a month to the AMP program, and we definitely appreciate it, and you get some cool perks and some bennies from doing that. So once again, thanks Gunneman 2002. You can join him and the other amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. I said I found this hands face space thing that was referenced in this article about the UK telling people who are boyfriend and girlfriend who are living in so-called tier two zones that they are not allowed to, was it?
To touch or have sex.
They're not allowed to have sex. Are they
touch? Especially if they're from different tiers.
Oh, right, yeah, you're not allowed to even go
to
one tier.
You got to stay 6 feet away from each other, and you got to no touching.
Including indoors,
and it,
right?
It occurs to me that what they're doing is they're creating class hierarchy here.
Yes.
Right? With the
caste system.
Because what it says here, he says, as has been the case throughout the pandemic, whether in the following guidance or more recently when we placed it into law, you should behave at all times in the basis of the tier that you live in. So if you live in tier two, you leave tier two.
You must act like a tier two.
Continue to behave under the rules for tier two, quote unquote. This means someone from a tier two could not leave the area to go socialize in a pub in the tier one area.
Wow.
The tier one will not socialize with the tier twos. The tier twos shall not socialize with the
District
tier one.
District 10 shall select two, and district nine, I mean tier two shall select two, tier one shall select two.
That's a Hunger Games.
Only sneeches allowed are star-bellied sneeches.
I mean, this is, you have to laugh at it because it will drive you insane. this stuff. So the reason you've heard this before is because we covered this before mm-hmm. when they did, I think, the equivalent of an executive order in the UK. It's just that now it's been put into law, apparently, in the UK, and so now they've resurrected it in ways.
Yep, so the hands, face, space thing is a UK government campaign. There's an advertisement from the NHS, the National Health Service, which shows people sort of in different situations in their life. Let's play the audio here from it. It's a quick 30-second ad.
Hope they don't cuss.
I wash my hands to protect my family.
I wear a face covering to protect my mate.
He's running to catch a bus in that particular scene there, throwing a face covering on after he says the line. And then this one's inside a home.
I make space to protect my nan.
I don't know what a nan is. Oh, I guess that's like a grandmother. Okay,
moms.
Yes.
Moms.
So in this case, he's making space playing video games with another friend. His grandmother isn't actually in the room. So the suggestion here is that when you're inside a home, you must also be 6 feet away from the other people in the home.
Hands.
Face.
Space.
I wash my hands to protect my colleagues.
I wear a face covering to protect strangers. I make space to protect you.
Hands.
Space. Space.
Yeah, so they're just pounding it in, that if you don't do this, then you're putting people at risk. You are a danger to society. You're a menace if you don't wear one of these masks and jump through all the arbitrary hoops that we put up for you. Anything else from that story, Captain Kickass, that we need to know about?
I'm just outraged that these people don't know how to speak American.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the Cord report, but what they're the indoctrination that they're feeding is far more dangerous than the virus that they're pretending they're protecting you from.
Absolutely,
indoctrination propaganda. So, and a couple hundred years ago, these guys they fought a king. Against, they had to figure that they were going to lose. They were hoping that they were going to win. They did it anyway. And all we need to do in similar fashion is defeat this attempt to keep us under their thumb. But anyway, to the court. So I study all kinds of things about court behavior. One interesting thing. So in the state of New Mexico, in the Albuquerque market, but I mean the whole state is like this. So I look at all the metro court judges, for instance, which you can easily find on Ballotpedia under the metro court, metropolitan court, New Mexico, Albuquerque, Bernalillo County, however you want to search it. And there's like, I don't know, 16 judges, 18 judges, whatever it is. And I have, out of those, I've gone one by one by one by one. I have succeeded in finding one that was not a University of New Mexico law school graduate. Hmm. And I have found one that is not a Democrat, that is instead a Republican. Hmm. So being tried by four different judges in four different cases, and I'll have four different trials all running simultaneously as they are right now, I wonder what my odds in this charged political environment of the left wanting to slash the throats of the right and the right wanting to protect their throats from being slashed is the way I see it. I wonder in this charged environment if I can get a fair trial. And, having that thought occur to me, I'm also going to then put that in writing in a motion or a brief and use it as,
Well, I mean, you should know
argument.
By now you're not going to get a fair trial, right?
Like, well, let's throw that aside. Yeah. We have to attack. This is a war. This is a battle in the war. In fact, it's four different battles. I'm fighting four different battles in a war.
Well, a war, David, and you can have whatever kind of war that you want to. I don't believe in an attack. I'm not I don't think violence is going to solve the problem. I don't know if that's what you're suggesting. You're talking about maybe a legal war or something like that.
Sure.
But regardless, I would rather have liberty-minded folks retreat rather than attack the government or attack the system where you are. We know that doesn't work. We know trying to work within the system doesn't change the system, if particularly effectively. We know that working outside of the system doesn't make the system go away. So
what you want to do, in my opinion, if you care about freedom, is retreat from where you are, move to New Hampshire, you migrate here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, and then we can regroup in New Hampshire, make our numbers larger, and be more effective at actually changing people's minds, at actually influencing the media, influencing the people who are around us, and possibly changing the system and or just ignoring it once we get enough people together. You do not have to attack these people. If you have enough people in together in the same geographic area who are just willing to ignore this evil state, then there's nothing they can do about it. They cannot put everyone in jail.
Yeah, I was just talking to a friend who's over in the U.S. Marianas right now. I was talking to him yesterday, and as far as ignoring the state, in the Marianas, the state ignores the state. Like, they don't even enforce their own laws. They're completely incompetent as far as this goes, and it's fascinating. And as far as a libertarian mecca, it seems like that, a place that doesn't have property tax, doesn't have income tax, doesn't have sales tax, that has legal gambling, that weed is legal, and that prostitution is just completely ignored. These things seem like places that a libertarians would go, rather than, in my opinion, New Hampshire, where the property taxes, I know David pays very little in property taxes. He calls in regularly. Mm-hmm. He's going to pay, you know, a monstrous sum if he moves to New Hampshire.
Well, right now there's not actually a libertarian migration to the Mariana Islands. There is a crypto migration that isn't, you know, overtly libertarian necessarily. I'm sure there are some libertarians.
No, but as a libertarian who was on the U.S. Marianas for 2 months earlier this year before COVID, right, I can tell you it is freer than any other place in the United States.
Well, that's an interesting opinion.
It's not just an opinion. You know, I was there.
Yeah, but then you left. And the reason
COVID happened. I left because I wanted my mom to be taken care of.
Okay, but you left because you were saying at the time that you were shocked by how they cracked down. So
I was
a very big loss of freedom happened basically overnight, and now they're putting people in forced quarantine.
Freer than most places in the United States as far as this lockdown goes now.
Maybe so, but there's no forced quarantines
here
in New
Hampshire. There's no forced quarantine there either.
Oh, really?
No.
Because Vin Armani was forced into a quarantine.
Yeah, people who went in at one point were forced into a quarantine.
That's not happening now? You can travel there without a mandatory quarantine?
If you are sick, you will go into quarantine.
Oh, okay. So they're not forcing everyone who travels there into quarantine. That's good.
So how do they determine if you're sick? Take a temperature. That's it.
Yep, same way as I did today going into a jiu-jitsu class.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. So in Massachusetts, maybe this is happening where you live as well. A lot of Massachusetts towns are putting restrictions on trick-or-treating. The governor said he's not issuing a state mandate banning or limiting trick-or-treating, but instead encouraging the cities and towns to lay out their own ground rules. So, of course, there's a whole range of various different crackdowns here in different towns. Some of them are putting restrictions. Some of them are allowing trick-or-treating. Is this happening near you? You're welcome to join us tomorrow night. We could talk about it online. You can join us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.